electronic voice phenomena, EVP. Is there life after death? If so, can we communicate with them? Join Haunted Voices Radio as we take you to the edge of this mysterious void that most of us simply keep inside ourselves. Sit back and listen as your host, Todd Bates, explains this opportunity and how we, the curious-minded, can overcome our inner fears.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's morning, and you're listening to Haunted Voices Radio. I'm your host, Todd Bates. This morning, we have a super, super special guest and one of my biggest mentors. Without her, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. So, it's an honor to interview this particular individual. She has made a dramatic impact on the EVP community, and we have been graciously honored by having her on our program. She's agreed to talk to us for a little while, and we're going to try to talk to her as long as we can. It may be a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10. We don't know, but the point is we're going to be able to talk to her. And our guest this morning is none other than the infamous EVP pioneer herself, Miss Sarah Estep. Sarah, welcome to Haunted Voices Radio.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I feel very pleased.
You have been such a role model of mine, almost like a hero. You know, the only thing you're missing is a cape.
Maybe so.
So, I mean, but one thing I want to know, now, a little bit about your background. I'll go ahead and throw it in. There was a lot of talk about electronic voice phenomena overseas and in you know, the 70s, and there really wasn't that much talk about it over in the United States. Now, you basically brought electronic voice phenomena to the United States. There was a few other people taping here and there, but you made it known. How long have you been doing this? I mean, when did you get started, Sarah?
I guess about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago. And I would record every morning just for my own pleasure. I would record it with my tape recorder every morning and write down everything that came through. And I used to always invite them to please speak to my three children.
Really?
And occasionally they would, but most of the time they would, but once in a while they would. But once in a while they'd say something. And I'd say, oh, that makes me so happy, so
yes.
Happy. Please tell me who's talking. And sometimes they would say their names, and then other times they'd blah, blah, blah. That would be about it. And so I was very happy to hear them. And they did start talking more often. More of them came to my office as I was recording, and I would record every morning. This was something that I did 7 days a week.
Seven days a week you recorded?
7 days a week.
My goodness.
Yes. Saturday through Saturday or Sunday through Sunday, 7 days a week, every single day, I would record a short recording. And I would always thank them for coming through if they did. And then I'd play the tape over, and sometimes I would hear very surprising things that they would say. And so I kept encouraging them and thanking them for speaking and asking them to continue speaking to me. And they would. They'd continue. And the different voices would come through. Some would be male, some would be female. And for the most part, they were all in English, although some of them were a little bit broken.
Mm-hmm.
I think were German and from other worlds, but they knew I only spoke English, and so they would come through with that. And I would always thank them. Oh, thank you. I just got that. thank you so much. And so that's the way we continued. And then I started writing my book, my first book, and which was Voices of Eternity.
Okay, your first book was Voices of Eternity.
Voices of Eternity.
Right, Voices of Eternity.
And it talks about my taping and my getting voices and so forth, and how I got started, and how they came through. And I was just so very, very pleased with it. I had members from all over the world by then. And someone suggested that I try France.
Right.
And so I did. I wrote to a company that published big books, La Communication avec les Morts.
Mm-hmm.
This is the title, the French title of it, which was about the same really as mine. And so I wrote and I got in touch with them. And I sent them a copy of my, because I only had it in English.
Right.
And I sent it to the publisher, the editor, Jean Bertrand. And it was accepted. It was accepted. And they published it.
Wow.
Very happy. Very, very happy.
That is great. And that book,
it
Sarah,
came out in 1988.
That was in 1988?
Yes.
That book is still in circulation, okay? It's still going around. People
yeah,
are still
and,
reading
and
it.
And the one in France came out in 1994. It's the same thing, but it took 6 years to get them convinced they ought to print it also.
Yeah, sometimes you need a good swift kick in
the
pants.
They did. They printed it in 1994. This was in France. And so it was very nice. It was very nice. The whole book is in French. So I felt very pleased about that.
Now, you also wrote another book.
Yes. Then this first one came out, as I said, in 1994, I believe I told you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote a second book. I changed that title to Roads to Eternity.
Mm-hmm.
This second book I wrote is Roads to Eternity.
Roads to Eternity.
Roads to Eternity.
That is I've read it. It's a fantastic book.
Yes, it was published in...
That was through Goldie Press, I think.
Yes. And so I published it. You know, I sent it to them, and they liked it. They asked me to send them more, which I did. And this was published in 2005 by Goldie Press in Lakeville, Minnesota.
I have to tell you something about that book. That book has so many great tips and information. It is just packed full of information. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. So I commend you for writing it.
Yes. Well, that was my second book. And this publisher in Baldy Press, they publish all kinds of books.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of books.
Yeah, they also publish Fate magazine, as a matter of fact.
Yes, yes, you're
yes.
Right.
That magazine's been around for 48 years.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I subscribe to it. I've been getting Fate magazine for 15 years or so, shortly after I started getting, hearing and getting more information and so forth. Yeah, then I subscribe to Fate magazine.
They are great people.
Yes, yes. And so it has all worked out very well. And I've been very happy with them.
And, just like Sarah said, both of those books, now Voices to Eternity, you can find that throughout the Internet at different locations, Amazon.com.
Yes.
You can find it there. Roads to Eternity, you can find that at Galdi Press. You can go to FateMag.com or GaldiPress.com, and you can purchase the book there. And I highly, highly recommend that you all read it, because if you're a serious EVP researcher and you want to learn a few things from one of the best, that's the route to go.
Well, for most of the Roads to Eternity, you have to write directly to the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get the message changed. You just can't go to a store and say, I want to buy that. Because my understanding is they don't have that yet. You have to get in touch with the publisher.
Right.
And they'll send it to you very promptly.
Yeah, we have a, if you wanted to go to hauntedvoices.com, you can go to the Fate Magazine webpage that we built with permission of Fate Magazine, and just click on Sarah's book. We have it right there.
Uh-huh.
You click on that.
Did you know that?
and you can order it straight from there.
Yes, well, I hope you tell lots of other people, you ought to get this book, you'll probably enjoy it.
They will enjoy it. Everybody that I've talked
that
to...
That would make us both very happy.
Everybody that I've talked to has enjoyed reading it, and they've learned a lot from it.
Worked out very nicely.
Now, one thing I want to get out.
Yes.
Now, there's some, there's a lot of people, a lot of new researchers coming into the field. Okay? There's a lot of new people coming in, which new people are good, Sarah.
Right,
you know,
right.
They have new minds. Now, what they're seeing is this classification system, this ABC classification system. And they're thinking, where in the world did this come from? Well, you're talking to her. Miss Sarah Estep developed this classification system. And Sarah, why? Because it's easy, you know? I mean, the A, B, and C classification system you develop, you know, it's just... It's changed the world totally, and it's used throughout the world to this day. And I wanted you to know that, you know, that it's...
Well, yeah, I never thought too much of why they do this. Why they just did it, and I accepted it. It's very nice, and I thanked them for it, and that was nice. And they all treated me very lovely. Well, I just kind of started it myself. I mean, I'd heard about it, and I'd known a little bit about others in other worlds having kind, but not much. It was... Usually, whenever I would make a, I would record every morning, and I would call on anyone invisible here can speak to me, and then sometimes voices would come through, and then other times they wouldn't. And this is what rested in me, made me think I am hearing from those in other worlds, and I heard from all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, a lot of them I had never heard of before, but some of them I had heard from.
Yeah, there's some that can probably be a little bit scary because, you know, you don't understand maybe necessarily the language they're speaking, if they're from some other world or dimension.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to decipher something like...
You'll hear these people from other worlds saying things to me, mostly in English. It could be broken English,
mm-hmm.
especially if they are foreign people. But it'll come out much clearer then. I'll get it, you know, and they'll be on both sides of my tape, forward as well as reverse, and I hear it, and I can play them over and over, and it's very good, very good.
So you, you recorded all of these on a reel-to-reel recorder. It was your husband's reel-to-reel recorder, as a matter of fact, correct?
Well, yes, but then I took it over. Because he didn't use it, you know. And then he got me a different kind of a recorder, which works very nicely. So, anyway.
That is great. I mean, it is such an honor to talk to you, and this is a huge, huge privilege, you know, for me.
It's an honor to talk to you. I remember how we talked quite a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart beat with joy the whole time. Yeah, because of you.
Well, I try to keep in touch with you at least once a month.
That's great.
Then I'm going to try to do that more.
All right, honey. I'll cry with joy.
And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just, you're so incredibly fascinating to me.
Yeah.
All that you've been through, and yet you still strive on, and all the breakthroughs that you've made.
Yes.
That has helped this community. You have no idea of the impact that you've made on the paranormal community. And I wanted to thank you. You founded AAEVP, the American Association for Electronic Voice Phenomena. You founded that, and then you turned that over to Tom and Lisa Butler, I believe it was in the early 90s.
And I had to turn it over. I couldn't continue it any longer.
It gets
I contacted them to see if they would take this over for me. They're the only people, believe it or not, but it's the truth. They are the only people, and I had never met them. But I had the feeling they would be very good. And I contacted them, and I said, would you take this over? And they said they would. And so that's the way it is now. They have it.
And they're doing a great job with it.
Oh, yes, they are.
They're doing a wonderful job. And, you know, you went to the conference
yep.
In Georgia. Yes. You know, that had to have been great for you. You spoke publicly. You've been a very, very busy woman. But you know what?
Yes.
It's time for you to settle down and take a vacation, because you deserve a long one and a very, very, very good one.
Well, I'd enjoy that. I'd enjoy that. I'm not sure just how, but I haven't really had anything like that. Right. I just expressed the truth.
You've got
hardly ever tell
spunk.
A lie.
You've got spunk, and that is I love that about you.
You said you have my latest book.
Yes, ma'am.
To Eternity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
If you look at the front picture of it, it's a beautiful picture.
It is.
That picture is from my daughter Becky.
Really? She took that.
That's right down the house from where we live. It's just about a 5-minute walk.
No kidding.
Where we lived to get down there. And this was a beautiful picture. And she sent this when I sent my book to be approved. She sent this.
Mm-hmm.
She sent it.
Yeah, it's a Galdi Press.
They wanted a picture to use on the front cover, so she sent the picture, which is a perfect. I had no idea what in the world to give them.
Well, that's a perfect picture.
And they accepted it right away. They wrote right back and they said, "Thank you. We accept that wonderful picture." So that picture is right down the hill from me.
Now they know.
About 5 minutes, 5 minutes away, if that much. And that's what Becky did.
Now they know exactly where that front cover came from.
Which you did need to know.
That's wonderful.
That came from Becky.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yes.
Well, Sarah, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on today. We're going to have to take a break here.
Okay, honey.
And I wanted to thank you definitely from the bottom of my heart for taking the time out of your busy schedule throughout the day.
Yes.
And talking to us and educating us. I mean, you wouldn't believe how much you have taught us in this short amount of time. Thank you for everything you've done for the electronic voice phenomena community. You have made a dramatic impact, more than you can ever imagine, more than you can possibly remember. So I want you to know that, and I want you to hear it, and I want the public to hear it as well, that without you, we would not be able to do what we're doing today here.
Well, I thank you so much for calling me, and you've made my heart. Everything in me sing with joy.
Well, that's
everything sing with joy.
I mean,
I owe you so much for being interested. You know, thousands of people, more or less, but you know, it takes people like you to be really interested and to put it in the public, you know, for other people to read. That means so much to me.
Yeah, it's.
I think people need to know about this.
People have to know about this. They really do.
They need to know. Forget me. You know, I'm not that important. Forget me. But it's so important to know about other worlds and how they relate to us. And they need to know this. So.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You'll never be forgotten. ever be forgotten.
Good, honey. Well, I hope to talk to you again before 10 or 20 years.
Oh, well, yes, you most definitely will.
Let me know if you have any more questions.
Okay, thank you so much for coming on today, Sarah, and you have a great day. And
thank you again for asking me.
Well, we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, honey.
Take care.
And you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.